speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Why was Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt? Did anyone witness this event? As we consider this, I want to ask a question. That's fair, isn't it? If I'm asked questions, I can ask questions too. The question that I pose is, what does the context indicate? The Hebrew term for look is nabat. And that is drawn from the book of Genesis chapter 19 and verse 17, as well as in verse 26. If you go to the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance and look that term up, you're going to find is that it literally means to look intently in a favorable manner. Take into consideration Lot himself, and then also Mrs. Lot. As they were getting ready to depart, the Scripture indicates to us is that Lot was hesitant. Why was he hesitant? That was their home. And like figure, he's leaving behind his sons-in-laws, correct? It wasn't but Lot and his daughters and his wife who were able to leave. Yet at the same time, we know that the invitation was there for the sons-in-laws in like figure, but they liked what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. So therefore, they remained there. And it would have been especially hard for them. Note the instructions from the angels in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 17. Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plains. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. What did God explicitly say? Don't look behind you. What were the consequences? Lest you be destroyed. And therefore, God is responsible for complying with what He had promised would happen. Because Lot's wife looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt. Hence, she was destroyed. Now, with the second part of this, did anyone witness this event? There are so many things that happened in the Old Testament Scripture and even in the New Testament Scripture that we do not have any reference to show from a historical standpoint that indeed these things happened. Take into consideration Jonah and the big fish. Not the big whale, but the big fish. From a historical standpoint, do we know that that happened? No. We know that it's written and recorded for us in the Old Testament Scripture, and even Jesus spoke in reference to the validity of it. So, therefore, we take the words of Christ, and in faith, we believe that Jonah was swallowed by a big fish, and that's not alone. Everything that is taught in the Scripture, we accept by faith, 100% based out of our belief in God, that He is. 100% based out of our belief in Christ. Also 100% based out of our belief in the Holy Spirit, who's responsible for the conveyance of the message. Hence, in this context, with Lot's wife being turned into a pillar of salt. When it comes to the fact that God has said it, that settles it. Some people say, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Friends, whether we believe it or not, simply because God has said it, that settles it, and it would do us well to believe it simply because He has said it. In this, when God said it, we know that you and I can trust it 100%. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, it also says as much. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, God cannot, will not ever lie to mankind.